This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, yeah, it's probably COVID. Yeah, that's probably COVID, too. Yeah, that, you're coughing, yeah, probably COVID. Yeah, nauseous, probably COVID. Yeah, feeling tired, probably COVID. Probably COVID, 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 COVID. I know you guys hate when I talk about it. I mean, I have to because there's, you know, not a lot of doctors on air that are talking about it. And I like to give you guys the latest. And I wanted it to go away. I remember when this first started, I'm like, it's got to be gone by the summer. You know, this was when, like, very, very early on when we thought that, you know, this was something that might have floated around China, was going to float through America and then float away off into the universe and never come back. Well, no, no. It's here to stay. And, in fact, I have been extremely busy seeing telemedicine patients who are calling in with a cough, runny nose, sore throat, fatigue, body aches, head fogginess, nausea, vomiting. The vomiting is freaking people out. They're like, why am I throwing up? But it does. It makes you nauseous. You might not necessarily lose your taste and lose your sense of smell. Some do. But it's basically sore throat, body aches, a lot of nasal congestion, cough, fatigue. And you don't have to have all of those symptoms. Some of you are just having a real bad headache. Some of you are just having real bad body aches. Some of you are just having a fever. I'm telling you right now, you have to assume it's COVID until proven otherwise. And the proven otherwise cannot necessarily be your at-home test. I can't tell you how many times I have families where some of them test positive, some test negative. Somebody called in saying, you know, my wife is sick. She did a COVID test at home, negative. I got sick a day later. I did a COVID test today, and I'm positive. Do you think my wife has COVID? Well, don't do the at-home test then for her. Have her go and do a PCR test. But most likely, if she has the exact same symptoms, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a false negative COVID test. She still needs to be checked out just in case there's something else going on, like pneumonia or a stomach bug, depending on her symptoms. But COVID is definitely making a huge wave. They say America is now averaging 649 deaths of the virus every day. This is up from 300 that we were told a couple days ago. 97% increase over the past week. Cases are creeping upward, 24% over the past week to 136,000 per day after weeks of sitting in the low 100,000s. Keep in mind, those numbers to me are very off because nobody's reporting what they got at home. And if they're, you know, if they're testing at home or if they're not testing, I had one person, she just refused to test because she just didn't want to get that diagnosis. She didn't want to get the Paxlovid. She didn't want to get the vaccine. So she's not going to do anything to have a diagnosis like that documented. Many people are still fearful of that, which was a big fear in early 2020. Somebody having COVID, they're going to be on a list. Somebody getting vaccinated that could be on a list. Somebody not getting vaccinated could be on a list. I don't think there's a list anymore, to be honest. It's so, I mean, look at our vaccines. If you lose your vaccine card, there's a good chance you're not on a list with anybody. So cases are creeping up. That's why Dr. Fauci on Tuesday suggested that we might need to start masking up in indoor public places. And I want to talk about that. That's interesting. I am seeing this peer pressure with the masks. And I see people want to wear masks. And everybody looks at them, and they don't want to look odd or look like they're liberal or something, and then they rip off the mask. And we got to stop that. If somebody wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. Remember how we were if we didn't wear a mask, how people made us feel like we were just evil and disgusting. Well, now the opposite is happening, where you're in a room full of people and somebody's wearing a mask and they look at you like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, and that shouldn't happen. I was at a match day celebration for students, and one of my students was wearing a mask. I was totally fine, gave him a hug and all that. And, you know, he was trying to explain to everybody that, you know, he has a very elderly grandmother that lives at home with him. Absolutely wear the mask. And it was a good one. It was an N95 respirator. But I saw the anxiety because he felt like he had to explain to everybody why he was doing it. And I thought it was pretty admirable that he was doing that. And again, it's because it's your choice. When people make a choice and make a good choice and they make a logical choice, I support it. Just don't force it on everybody else. Don't mandate things. So this BA5 variant is the one that's making its big wave through the U.S. It is our fifth variant of six in the last 6 months. Highly infectious. People that are calling in tell me they are double vaccinated, double boosted, and now they tested positive for COVID, and they are ticked. And all I could say is, look, you know, the silver lining might be maybe your vaccine is preventing you from, you know, being hospitalized. Maybe it's going to, you know, prevent you from having serious disease. Because now the numbers are up. We have about 4,100 people hospitalized in serious critical condition. So the numbers are going up. I just don't get accurate numbers every day yet on that. But, people felt lied to. They felt that if they got the vaccine, everything was going to be okay. And, you know, all we could say is we believe it's going to provide extra protection. But no, it was never supposed to make you immune. And for those of us who said that, we were accused of misinformation. So you notice how you don't hear that many people talk about, oh, misinformation anymore? Because most of what we said was right. Now, where we do have to kind of eat a little bit of crow is natural immunity did not necessarily protect people as much as we were hoping it would. And early on they said, look, natural immunity might not last that long. Now, my issue with that is, how do they know so quickly? I'm like, how do you know? Now, I mean, you know, the only way for you to know that is the virus has to be out for a while. And then people have to have gotten re-exposed after they had it once. Why are you telling us so early in the pandemic? You know, and then when the vaccines came out, they're like, don't count on natural immunity. I get you wanted us to have that extra protection. So my guess is we have a lot more data on this. Maybe the data comes from years of studying this. But, you know, here we are, and World Health Organization says COVID is still a global health threat. 1-877, Dr. Elliott.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I like things simple. I think we make things so much more complex than we have to. That's why when I talk to you about certain medical issues, I use kind of basic terminology that how I see it, I can't see things complex. I have to see things like a pipe or like a conduit or like a, I have to have shapes and visuals. And then I could understand it. Like diabetes, I told you guys how diabetes is like a office space where you have food that comes into the waiting room that's digested into sugar. Sugar goes down the hallway, and the sugar has to get to the rooms. If it can't get into the rooms, then the body starves. Blood sugar just stays in the hallway, wreaks havoc, sticks on the walls, can cause blindness, neuropathy. So you need something to open the door to get the sugar from the inside hallways into the cells. Insulin is the key to that door. I learned that when I was in medical school at Desert Springs Hospital, a diabetic teaching class. And so you need insulin to open the doors for the sugar from the hallway into the to get into the cells. If something's pushing against the door, that's insulin resistance. If you don't have enough keys, that means you have lack of insulin. So we have to give you insulin or we have to give you medicine to reduce resistance or have you exercise more. And we have to limit the sugar coming into the waiting room or into the hallway by diet. Hallway's the, you know, hallway's the bloodstream, waiting room's the mouth. So I like to, and you know, I do a better job explaining that because I want to talk about something else and not diabetes, but I need visuals, I need things simple. And so when we were told that what the Biden administration is going to do is raise taxes on the wealthy, and you heard everybody go, yay, all right, yeah, let's get the rich, let's raise taxes on the wealthy. I was like, okay, they're probably going to do it wrong. All right, if you want wealthy people to pay more, there's a very simple way to do that, and that's the flat tax. Everybody pays simple percentage. Herman Cain had this with the 999. And if 9's too small, then you could do 10. Let's say everybody pays 10% of their income in taxes. Of course, that'd be a threshold for people only making, you know, a couple thousand a year. Obviously, they wouldn't have to, but after a certain threshold, everybody pays a percentage. So if you're making $100,000, you pay $10,000 in taxes and that's it. No loopholes, no, you know, ways to get out of it. No, it's just that simple. Very easy to tell if you paid the $10,000 or not. If you make $200,000, you'll pay $20,000 in taxes. If you make $1 million, you'll pay $100,000 in taxes. So the more you make, the more you pay. But it's the same percentage. It's very fair. And many wealthy people, I don't think, would have an issue with that. I mean, they might if they don't get their loopholes, but, and we're talking about income that you take home, not income that you know, we're talking net, not gross. All right? Many times things are based on gross, and they're like, oh, yeah, but, you know, that office made $1 million. No, it didn't. We took home way less than that because our costs almost cost $1 million. So, you know, when you look at net, that's what would be taxed. And it just seems to be simple. Well, apparently, the Joint Committee on Taxation says that the Democrats' latest tax and spend provisions will increase taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year. And the average tax rate for every single income category would increase. Now, President Biden promised that if you were making less than $400,000 a year, you wouldn't be paying more in taxes. The JCT, the Joint Committee on Taxation, confirmed that the White House Build Back Better Act would result in tax increases for everybody. Now, this has been reported by multiple outlets, and if I go to Senator Crapo's website, he says the first analysis projects a distributional effect of the House-passed tax increases without temporary social policy tax relief. The analysis confirmed that in 2023, when we're facing dual threat of inflation and recession, Democrats will raise $33 billion from Americans earning less than $400,000 per year, providing a net tax cut of $1.5 billion for Americans earning more than $400,000 per year. Over the course of a 10-year budget window, they say roughly 30% of the revenue raised for spending offsets and deficit reduction will come from Americans earning under $400,000 a year. Under the proposal, the average tax rate for every single income category would increase. In the second analysis, they said if the Democrats' tax reform is enacted this year, more than a quarter of Americans earning between $75,000 and $100,000 will see a tax increase. And more than half will see the tax increase between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. In 2023, taxpayers who make over $200,000 but less than $500,000, 85% fall between $200,000 and $400,000, more than 80% will see a tax hike. Now, Biden pledged nobody's going to have to pay more taxes if they're making under $400,000. By 2029, nearly 20% of Americans earning between $50,000 and $75,000 will get a tax increase. And then on top of that, which nobody's talking about, is if you are going to raise taxes on these, you know, wealthy individuals, the corporations they own and all that, okay, they're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'll take less money. They're going to say, all right, I got to bring in more money to pay for more of the taxes. So they're going to tell their companies to raise prices. We have a big inflation problem. And people are saying we have a big inflation problem because of demand. Well, the demand of the supply chain crisis, yes, it did cause prices to go up because people are like, well, you know, we might as well take advantage of that. But now it's a different issue. Employers can't cover their costs. You know, we noticed we have two hair salons, and we love our staff. And we gave them raises, we paid them more, but because everything is costing more, not only is our payroll totally shrinking, whatever profits we were making, and we weren't making much, but now all the extra overhead and the cost of things and supplies are pinching it. And you can't really necessarily keep raising the price of haircuts. I'm hearing some people are spending a lot of money for a haircut. We can't do that. We don't want to do that. We only raised the price just slightly, you know, when we first had to increase wages, but it just wasn't enough. And, you know, people are saying you're going to have to raise your prices. Well, there, I don't want to, but if you want to keep the business whole, you have to. I'm really honest with you guys about stuff. You know, I closed my medical practice. One is because I got offered to teach, which is something I always want to do. But two is because I saw the writing on the wall. If insurance companies are going to say, sorry, my patient has a big deductible, so we don't pay until they spend at least $10,000 this year. And if the patient had just come in for a couple things and they owe $100, $150, the insurance didn't pay that. They said, go bill the patient. When the patient said, sorry, I don't have the money, no money came in. I didn't close it because I got sued. I have not had a lawsuit. Knock on wood. I didn't close it because I got burnt out. No, I could still see patients. I love my patients. But I had to close it because I couldn't take a salary. And I was going through my savings to pay my staff. Because insurance wasn't paying and the patients weren't paying. You can only do so much. So you close it down. That's why a lot of doctors closed it down. So, you know, we are in this situation here where you have two schools of thought of how to solve a problem. But what seems to be motivating the direction of the schools of thought is what can we do to please our base? And what was very interesting about this Joint Committee on Taxation report and analysis is the Democrats want to have that talking point of we lowered taxes. We lowered taxes. We did it. Now, you know, elect us in the midterms. And if the Joint Committee on Taxation report doesn't get out there, then people are going to go, wait a second here. And then all of a sudden, by the time they do feel the taxes, it's already a new administration. So, I watched a video of John F. Kennedy in January of 1963. And he was talking about how, you know, because of the recession and issues that were going on, they need to cut taxes. I mean, Kennedy Democrats, much different than Democrats today. And it made perfect sense. We need to, you know, cut taxes. People need to spend less. But instead, you're going to tax people more. You really don't want them to work. I've heard people say, you know what, I'm going to work less, so I fall under a different bracket because it's all going to go to taxes anyway. The less I work, the less they tax me. Well, you have to work sometime. So I think it's a mistake. I'm very concerned that we really don't have, you know, money people at the helm that know what's going on. And hopefully we get this fixed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News. Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I get a lot of emails from parents and uncles and aunts who have loved ones who are in the Gen Z age group. And they're smoking a lot of weed, not really into school, not really into getting a job, playing a lot of video games, and many of you have been very, very frustrated with, you know, the younger generation. one of the younger generations. We have multiple generations. We got the boomers, right? The boomers were from, they were born after World War II, so 1945 to 1960. 1965, sorry, baby boomers were 45 to 65. Then you have the Generation X's, born in 1965 to 1980. You have the millennials, born in 1980 to 1995. Then you have the Gen Z's, born after 1995 to the year 2010. And then you have the Generation Alphas, who were born after 2010. So the Generation Z's were born after 1995. So I have two Gen Z kids. One was born in the year 2000, one was born in 2002. And for those people that get frustrated why their thinking is a little different than ours, you need to kind of understand what their view of the world was compared to ours. Right? So we had the dot-com, the Y2K, for anybody that had a young kid. People were freaking out that computers would completely mess us up in the start of a new century. And my kids weren't born yet, but they had this concept of, wait a second, did we do us in from a computer standpoint? Are we too reliant on computers? Whatever. And so parents were freaking out, and the new century was coming in, and people weren't necessarily excited and celebrating there was a new century. People were kind of freaked out. Then we had September 11th. And in 2001, for those kids that might have been just young enough, that was very, very frightening to live through. And, you know, my kid was one and a half. So even though they see the footage and all that, they didn't necessarily see that, but some of the younger Gen Zs did. Then there was a brief period of economic boom. And, you know, maybe the parents were happy, maybe things were getting bought, maybe things were getting done. And then all of a sudden, 2008, 2009, we hit a recession. And the Great Recession. So a lot of the Gen Zs were by then, you know, young kids, maybe preteens. Throughout their teens, or most of their childhood, was Great Recession. And that lasted a long time. Then there were a couple years of growth, but it was during a presidency that did have a lot of chaos. You know, I grew up with a, you know, oh, wow, you know, there's Ronald Reagan, and I know people made fun of, you know, Ford, and they made fun of Jimmy Carter, and they made fun, you know, but there wasn't that many news outlets. So for the most part, okay, there's your president, somebody to be respected. Once the recession ended, and now Trump's in office, Gen Z just saw people hammer him away. And it just didn't have that calm. It didn't have that stability that you would think hopefully we would have after a recession. Then comes COVID. Now inflation. And now we're going into another recession. Some people are even predicting depression. So your Gen Zs that went from kids to teenagers to now young adults went through a Y2K, September 11th, a Great Recession, presidencies, whether it was Obama, whether it was Trump or Biden, and then now COVID, and then now possible another recession coming up. So when you talk to a Gen Z and they don't seem to have your sort of thinking or your traditional values, you can't blame them. Things are very, very different for them. The world is also different from a computer standpoint. I'm a Generation X. So we in grade school in the early 80s, we had these pet computers and we would do a little loop and we would write cat or something like that. And all of a sudden, wow. You know, it would loop, 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 like, oh, wow, look what I could do. And I'm like, wow. And then we had Atari, and we played that, and, well, that's a crazy game. And all of a sudden, the video games started to get more colorful, and we had Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga, and we had some race car games. And then, all of a sudden, the phones started to come. And we were able to, not always have to have a beeper. We were able to have a cell phone. And then the cell phones got to become little computers. And so the technology just completely transformed. Such that for us, we're like, wow. You know, I remember the way it was. You know, I see the timeline. For these kids, it's much different on their psyche. Where now, they are about to face virtual worlds, virtual realities as being their workplaces, as being their school. There's even fake money. I know you guys believe in crypto and all that, but, you know, it's not money in your hand. This is, it's all, it's computer. It's computer money. So they have a much different look at things. And I don't blame them. I love the Gen Z generation. But yeah, they're very, very different from us. Very different. I mean, you know, religion. I mean, for us, you know, this person came back from the war. You know, we prayed for our soldiers. They came back. You know, when times were good, you know, we were there for prayer. You know, many of the Gen Zs, they just aren't as attached to prayer. They just aren't attached to it. Many, many families didn't go to church, didn't go because they couldn't pay dues or they couldn't donate. And so many kids throughout the recession didn't go. So they didn't have that weekly, you know, I mean, you know, growing up, gosh, every Sunday you had to go or every Saturday you had to go, depending on your religion. That's just something you had to do. These Gen Zs, a lot of them didn't really have to go to church all the time. And then from a marriage standpoint, you know, I knew in the 80s that people were getting divorced, and divorces were not easy, because I remember J.R. and Sue Ellen, I think, got a divorce, and that was just, wow. I mean, that took up, I think, two whole seasons. So, I mean, divorces were starting to happen more and more, and, you know, I realized that could be something, but that's why I better wait till I marry and make sure I you know, really vet them, and they vet me, etc. The Gen Z see a much different world. They see people choose not to get married. They see that the average person comes from a home that doesn't have that traditional nucleus. So when you ask a typical Gen Z, you know, what about marriage? They're like, do I have to get married? Do I? Yeah, maybe later. Whereas baby boomers, Gen X's, we're like, I can't wait to get married. Well, when I get married, you know, when you looked at your 5-year plan and your 10-year plan, one of the categories was marriage. You're not really seeing that much with the Gen Zs. So if you look at the Gen Z going, why aren't you career bound? You know, what are you excited about? They are living in a world where they are just watching and waiting to see all the changes on where they should go. I mean, we have industries. The industry is like the camera industry. The camera industry was huge. And look at how that transformed when people could have their own camera in their pocket. The computer industry is transformed. The video game industry is transformed. And so they don't want to study something that becomes obsolete. They also don't want to lose their job. They don't want to go into a job that all of a sudden the government could say, sorry, COVID, you stay home. They're worried. And what's really hitting Gen Zs right now is the inflation. You know, some of us Gen Xers, we remember the 70s a little bit. The baby boomers, they understand the ups and downs with the economy. Millennials had a little bit of a recession in the 90s and all that, but they had time to stabilize their finances. Your Gen Zs are like, I'm ready to get out there, but we're at 9.1% inflation. Things cost too much. Dates, their dating is different, you know? When I dated, it was okay, you know, I'll take you to a movie, I'll take you to dinner. I was like, wowee. These Gen Zs can't afford that, a movie and dinner. And it's expensive. Things cost too much. They don't even want to spend the money on the gas to go and pick up the person. So, you know, just cut them some slack. Realize that their world has been much different from ours. And have some patience with them. Because they're, you know, if they can figure out the world being this crazy, they're going to be fantastic leaders later. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100.
ShopSuperTea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So California has become the first state to move back school start times. Remember we talked about how I think they passed an ordinance, or they might have voted for this, where high school and middle school classes in California will start later this next school year that starts in the fall. So students could get a little extra sleep. In 2019, California legislators passed a first-of-its-kind law requiring that all public high schools begin classes no earlier than 8:30. middle schools start no earlier than 8 a.m. The law officially went into effect July 1st. According to MSN, teenagers not only need as much as 10 hours of sleep each day, but shifts in their biological rhythms also make them becoming sleepy later. Asking a teenager to be awake and trying to absorb information at 8:30 in the morning, in some ways, is like asking an adult to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's according to Matt Walker, University of California, Berkeley neuroscience professor, as he told NPR. So before the coronavirus pandemic, average high school started at 8 a.m. nationwide and 8:04 a.m. in California. They say in some pockets of the Golden State, the switch to virtual learning resulted in classes beginning later. But now those delayed start times are becoming mandatory and widespread. There are some exceptions. The new law does not apply to rural communities or optional class periods called zero periods, which start before the regular school sessions. I remember there were some of those where if you were taking either extra credit or you were trying to get some extra advanced classes in, they offered them early morning. I remember there was something to that effect. Or they were trying to pilot it, and I don't know whatever happened to that. Experts say that chronic sleep deprivation among teens has been linked to worse academic performance, mental and physical health problems, as well as substance abuse and drowsy driving. Because of the litany of public health risks, the American Academy of Pediatrics has called for school to start no earlier than 8:30 a.m., and even an extra 60 minutes of sleep per night can have major benefits in staving off long-term health issues. And I'll tell you what I think in a second. According to Dr. Samit Bhargava, the effects of that 1 hour is something they will be feeling as 40-year-old adults. When you give them the gift of increased sleep time, it's the biggest bang for the buck that you could think about. Dr. Samit Bhargava is a clinical associate professor of pediatrics at Stanford University. So Seattle's public school district shifted their start time. Students got about half an hour more sleep per night. And a Denver area suburb, high schoolers slept about 45 minutes longer on average. New York, New Jersey are considering similar legislation. And so a lot of people are looking at it and you know, thinking that this is going to be a trend. So as usual, I like to look at both sides of things. As a physician, having been also a biology major, all right, these teenagers are night rovers. All right, the idea of getting up early in the morning and telling them to go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock at night, kids, a lot of teens, they start getting their energy at sunset going up to early evening. So, you know, with my kids, I tried to do like an 8 o'clock bedtime, 9 o'clock bedtime. I'm like, bedtime, and they just kind of laughed at me. And then they would say they'd play video games, or they'd be on Discord, or they'd have their friends online, and they'd be like, and they'd be up. And I noticed for me, I would study late into the night. I was not, you know, I mean, overall, I was always a morning person because I just always had energy. But I got to tell you, I could stay up way late into the night to get things done. Now it's different. Now it's like, oh, man, it's 9 o'clock, time for bed. New Year's, let's celebrate New Year's in New York. Just, all right, yay, New York, yay, all right, I'm going to bed, it's celebrate New Year's. So, you know, things have changed for me, but I remember when I had a bunch of honors classes and AP classes, and I was up late, you know, to get that stuff done. And for some reason, I had the energy to do it because I got straight A's. But from an animal instinct aspect, animals like to mate in the wild. And they, you know, even though they could do it all day long, nighttime for humans, they get a little bit more randy. Interesting, some women get a little bit more amorous early morning with their cortisol spikes and some of their other hormonal spikes. But for the most part, teens, they feel a lot differently about each other in the twilight and nighttime. And so if we were in the jungle, humans would have to be active during that time. So here we are in society going, okay, well, we know it's still light outside in the summer, but you got to go to bed because no one's ready for bed. They're not going to go to bed till at least a couple hours of the sun going down. And since most of us, the sun isn't really completely down till 8, 9 o'clock, that means 10, 11. So the extra sleeping in the morning can help. Now, here's, though, another issue, though. And you know, this is something that does concern me. In the olden days, it was cock-a-doodle-doo and you were up. When that sun came up and you had to hit the farm, you had to milk the cows, or you had to get some eats, you know, and you had to get some animals and things like that to eat and hunt and whatever. I mean, early bird gets the worm. And the idea of sleeping in till the sun is up and all that is not a very strong trait for evolution. And so if most jobs require you to be there at 8, or you have to get up early because you have a long commute, if we're getting our kids used to sleeping in, then that's going to be a tough shift when they go to college or when they get jobs. So these kids do need to realize they are going to eventually have to go to bed at a decent time. And if they're not going to do it during high school, because we're kind of letting them have this pass, they better figure it out the summer before high school and their job or college or whatever else they're doing. The other problem I have also is I think kids are in school too long. I think the school day needs to be completely transformed. So many kids are in school from 8 till 2, 8 till 3. That's a lot of hours. If now you're extending that to 8:30 to 3:30, you know, there's a lot of things kids can do and should do during their adolescence. I think kids should have a job. I think kids should not only study, but they should have an after-school job. Learn a trade. Learn how to navigate in this world. And there are so many people who are like, no, I went to school and I was there so long, so now I'm going to take a nap, then I'm going to be on my phone. You are a vibrant, strong, fast, athletic, youthful, you know, adolescent. There is so much you could be doing. And we waste it on them sitting in a classroom and taking a nap and sitting on the computer. And so the more you extend the school day, which I think is already too long, because they don't need to sit there for an hour, you know, in each class, you know, learn the bullets, learn what they need to do. All right, guys, this is how you do it. Now, boom, do the 10 questions. Now we're going to do the next one. This is how you do it. Do the next 10 questions. All right, another 10-minute lecture. Now do your 10 questions. Now let's review. And we'll do 5 review questions so we know you got it all. Class dismissed. Go to the next one. I mean, I think we are really under utilizing an adolescent's opportunities, and these kids get bored after an hour of class or 5 hours of class or 6 hours of class. So having them start later, now we're going deeper into the afternoon, and then is anybody going to have time for a, you know, after school job or sports? Or so I get it for the sleep. But honestly, I would make school 4 hours a day and no more. I would then have group projects in the afternoon, sports in the afternoon, and or I would incorporate sports in the classes. Like, rather than sitting there reading poetry on your butt, discuss the poetry while you guys are walking around the school. But everybody needs to get up. Hike, go for a hike and talk about what you just read or the history concept. You know, it looks like you do learn more when you do exercise. But I think school should be shorter so people could be learning a trade, getting a job, because that's really what your life is about. And I mean, you know, when you're an adult, you got to get up at the crack of dawn. You got to get ready, go to work. You got to work. You got to do things. You got to deal with the kids when you come home. House. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.